This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, have a special guest for this edition of the show.
Well, we do, Jason. It's a pleasure for us to welcome today Dr. Steve Ralston. Steve is the Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs. And we're going to talk some about what we accomplished this semester in the academic self-study and what that means to the university going forward and our excitement for all of that.
We'll do that after we take this break.
With Morehead State's online MBA program, you're able to earn an advanced degree and additional skills from any location while continuing to work at your current job, preparing you to rise through the ranks of the business world. Our fully accredited 30-hour program offers you much more convenience and flexibility. Visit moreheadstate.edu/MBA to learn more.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs give students hands-on laboratory experience and research opportunities. Morehead State faculty members utilize innovative practices in both the classroom and laboratory to provide students with personal one-on-one attention, preparing students for careers and graduate study. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. To learn more, visit online at moreheadstate.edu/biochem.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews and Dr. Andrews. It was a spring that we looked at Morehead State University's academic programs to see exactly how we can better Morehead State University as a whole.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, Jason, that we've been trying to do for the, well, really in the time that I've been here, the last 10 years, is to take charge of our future the very best that we can. You know, higher education, like so many things in our society today, is changing. It's evolving. It's adapting. And if we're going to be successful into the 21st century, we need to do likewise. And so one of those processes that we engage in and we need to engage in, you know, on a regular basis is examination of our academic programs. And so this last year, working with the Board of Regents and with our provost, Dr. Steve Ralston, we asked that the group in academic affairs study the academic programs and advise us about those. And Steve, welcome. It's good to have you here. And you might share with our listening audience the charge that you received. What is it that we asked you to do with the self-study? And then we can talk a little bit about how it worked, but more importantly, where we wound up and what we're going to do going forward.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Dr. Andrews, for inviting me to be on the show. We really had, as in academic affairs, three goals as part of the self-study. One of them was to review how we were aligned structurally. And in so doing, determine if that was the right way to be aligned for moving forward. It's really about the future. And in making those considerations, could we reduce our budget by roughly $1.5 million? Were there savings? So in that one goal, it was, are we aligned correctly? If we're not, we should be. And in those alignments, can we find efficiency? So that was one of the first. The second one was to review our academic programs, both at the graduate and undergraduate level. Our goal there was to ensure that, one, that all of our programs were the highest academic quality. That's what our goal here at Morehead State University is. And then secondly, are we offering the programs for our students in the 21st century? It's good to review what we offer. Any company would offer, look at its product and say, are we offering the right one for the consumer? And our consumer is the citizens of the Commonwealth of Kentucky and our students. So we took a very careful look at our programs at those two criteria. And third, which in many ways was the most exciting piece, is really working with the faculty to determine a process to look at new programs. So not only review the programs that we have and how well are they working for our citizens and for the institution, but what are the new ones we should be looking at and what process should we use? And we determined early on that our greatest asset, of course, are our faculty. These are the disciplinary experts. And so how can we engage them in a way that helps to move all of us forward? So one of the third part of the self-study was to find a process to engage the faculty in helping us determine what those new programs ought to be moving forward.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty significant charge to the group, and I know you worked very closely with the academic deans. You established a process that was very transparent so that when the preliminary self-study was draft, it was shared with the faculty and staff and students of the university.
That's right.
And they were all invited to comment on the self-study and to help us improve it. And, in fact, it changed from the initial draft into the final product based on the comments from faculty. And as you said, the faculty really are the most important players in this because they are the academic experts, the disciplinary scholars that understand where we are in our disciplines and where we might go. Mm-hmm. You might share a little bit about some of the outcomes of the self-study then. It seems to me, just reflecting on what was accomplished, that the College of Business had perhaps the greatest structural impacts. Talk a little bit about what changes there and why you're excited about that.
Well, thank you for that question. Just want to back up a bit and just reiterate your point about the importance of the process that we use. We were determined to ensure that the stakeholders on this campus, which are the faculty, the staff, and the students, and even alumni, had a voice in the process and in the final decisions that were made that we provided to you for your review. And I'm very proud of that process. As you know, Dr. Andrews, in higher education today, there are many institutions going through similar sorts of reviews. But not in every case do they engage the stakeholders as we have engaged them. And it took a little longer, perhaps, in some institutions, but I think the feedback we have is irrespective of a person's opinion about the decisions, that the process was done well and that everybody had multiple times to meet with us, to voice opinions. And as you point out, those opinions changed often. We had three different iterations of giving out information to the stakeholders, and each time they changed based on the feedback that we received. And so moving forward, I like to think that what we did was a model for other institutions because it really was a collective effort by everybody on this campus and also people off the campus with the Board of Regents and others. So I'm very proud of that part of this. And I will have to say I think the final product, and I know you agree with this, benefited from all of those different voices input. And it also helps when you do put out the final decision. People are familiar with it. It isn't something that they've not seen before and didn't have input on. And in higher ed, I think that really, that's the spirit of higher ed, that collective sort of voice that makes us distinct from other organizations. And so, but you're right, one of perhaps the most notable changes structurally, and I think has implications for our programming as well, was in our College of Business and Public Affairs. And I will tell you, the spirit behind this is that, as you know, and you've been a leader in this, is our move towards the STEMX. And for our listeners who are not familiar with that, it's really the science, technology, engineering, mathematics. But the X piece is moving it out of just of the sciences because those disciplines have impact in all the other sorts of disciplines and making sure that those are connections. And one of the exciting pieces about what happened with the College of Business and Public Affairs is that we really made that come alive, made that real in the College of Business, which has been reorganized into the College of Business and Technology. And so in that change, you go from public affairs to technology. So let me explain that just a little bit, but then you'll see how the STEMX piece, which I think, again, for Morehead, it's a distinctive feature that we're offering to the Commonwealth. The college has the same school they had in the management area of business administration. So the economics, the management, the marketing, that stays the same. But we've added a new school of engineering and information systems, which is just an innovative idea. You see it in some institutions, but very few of our size. So we're really moving that forward. And in that new school includes two really new departments that moved over. One moved over from the College of Science. And that is really an area that Morehead really excels in. And to move it into the College of Business really is an important area because it's merging the technology with our emphasis on entrepreneurial activities and trying to merge the business sector with the technology sector, and really offers, I think, our students and our faculty really new opportunities to merge and to move forward. The other piece was the new Department of Computer Science and Computer Information Systems. And computer science moved over from the School of Science. And what's exciting about that is we are now merging again what was once just a pure kind of mathematic-oriented computer science, and then teaming them up with computer information systems. So now we can look at data analytics, informatics, much more easily than we could before. So we retain all the great things about computer science, their work with the mathematics department and those faculty, which is critical, but now have them in a new unit where they're working with, say, some business partners and creating new opportunities for our faculty and our students. And I think that's really a gem part of the self-study, of taking what we were doing very well and not changing those things, but moving them to an area where we can now collaborate and work together to offer students and the region really a lot of new opportunities moving forward. And Dr. Andrews, as you pointed out, this is about moving forward.
Well, it is, and I think the good news and all that, as was pointed out in the self-study, is that the program in computer science continues to be the program in computer
That's
science.
Correct.
The courses remain the same. The program in computer information systems remains that program. The courses remain the same. But bringing them together in a new department, those distinct entities, will give the faculty an opportunity to collaborate, to seek additional new resources,
That's
to look
correct.
To the future, as you mentioned, with the whole idea of data analytics and
That's right.
The changing nature of the disciplines. And so I think that's really exciting for all of us.
And it is exciting. And I think the faculty are seeing that now. And then doing all the things you did before, computer science, working with the math in the areas, but then adding this other piece, it is really an exciting opportunity for Morehead State. And I think the faculty, the students, and our region to be able to put those together and move forward. So we're very excited about this piece.
I think you streamlined the process. Of course, this will also help the Craft Academy because everybody's on the same page, and also the launch pad, the innovation
right.
launch pad downtown is a fact that, you know, you're on the same page now. Everybody has a goal. Everybody sees a goal. And this will
right.
just help Morehead State
right.
students in the long run.
I like to use the word, it's a signature program. We have many, but this is a new one, an emerging one for us that really is exciting for everyone here. And I think we'll move the institution forward in places we've not been before, which is good for everybody. And I like that piece of it.
Yeah, it is. And there's another change that occurs in that same college is around the whole issue of public affairs. The college itself has been renamed from the
Right.
College of Business and Public Affairs to the College of Business and Technology. Tell us a little bit about what's happening with public affairs and that
Right.
unit and the focus there.
Right. Well, they are now a department. They used to be a school. They are now the Department of Public Management and Government. The academic component remains the same. They have the MPA program, the undergraduate, the government piece. But what's really exciting about this is their focus now is really on regional engagement, the SOAR initiative that we're involved with, working with local communities. We are now working them with our Center for Regional Engagement, or soon we'll be doing that. And one of the great things that the faculty do in that department is they are wonderful grant writers. They, as you know, they've received millions of dollars of grants over these years as our program of distinction. And that is a value that we can add to this process and to the community that these faculty will bring with renewed sort of energy. And everybody feels very positive about that. And again, it's part of that STEMX. We're out into the region bringing these new resources that we've now focusing and channeling different than we did before, with much more clarity and focus.
Well, I think that's very exciting, and I'm particularly pleased with that component because given the SOAR initiative, the Shaping Our Appalachian Region
That's
initiative
right.
that Governor Beshear, Congressman Rogers have engaged in the last year, we know that the tremendous opportunities that we have in the region are to help with the development of the economy, to bring new ways of thinking, and of course entrepreneurship is a big part
That's
of that.
Right.
Now, as we look to the future, a piece of what we asked you to do was look for new program opportunities.
Right.
Do you think there'll be any of those?
I do, and thank you for asking. As I said in my opening comments, although the new college, the new school is very exciting, and there's so much energy behind that, really moving beyond that, as I mentioned, is what are those programs that we ought to be offering that would really serve our region well and our students? And I think there are two pieces of this, or three. One is, as I mentioned, engaging our faculty and providing some resources for them. So we have a proposal, new program initiative, where we're actually going to provide funding for faculty in the summer to think of creative ways, new sort of programs to provide us pre-proposals that we will fund them to do. And, kind of incentivize the faculty to do that. They would do this anyway, but this is a good way to help kickstart that process. And then review those and have a process whereby some of those proposals might emerge as ones we think have a real future. And as you know, Dr. Andrews, one of the things we're doing now that I think is new that's important for us is to engage marketing research to ensure that any programs that we're bringing online, you know, have a future. And what I mean by future is when a student goes through that program, he or she has a reasonable expectation there's something on the other end. And marketing research can help us do that. And so there's a kind of a process for soliciting new ideas, vetting those new ideas. And, of course, the faculty are involved in the third piece of making sure the curriculum is correct and it's the right courses at the right time and offered in the right way. And we already have a few ideas that we had that we believe we will begin the process of doing some marketing research. But the real gem here is getting the faculty involved and ensuring that they help us move forward.
You know, even in a difficult budget year, we were able to identify some money and make it available to you and Academic
right.
Affairs help support this process. And, you know, one of the things that you brought to this conversation was the need to do market surveys. So when faculty present these proposals, these
right.
good ideas that they have, we need to test them with some real market research to determine if, in fact, the market in
right.
our region or in the Commonwealth and beyond will support the employment of people in these programs.
Right.
And so I think that's a really important idea, and it's not something we always do in higher education,
right.
but I do think it's something that will serve us well.
Yeah, I do. I think at one time, maybe a decade or so ago, you know, we had the luxury of having the faculty propose programs. We put it out. With the kind of competition that we see today and the shortage of funding that we have, we don't have that luxury, so we really have to do what good businesses do. They do market testing for their products, and our classes and our programs are really our product for our citizens, and so it's good business sense, and I have to be frank with you, it also helps us not spin our wheels, that we spend a lot of time, and as you know, Dr. Andrews, there's a lot of work putting together new program proposals. Faculty spend a lot of time, and staff members, and then to put it out and it not happen. This is a way to help us have a much clearer understanding of what the prospects are if we do offer a new program. Are there employment opportunities for them? What are the competitors? What are they doing? Can you make your program distinctive enough that we would get enrollment and that students would have an opportunity for employment and that faculty would be satisfied in doing the work to put that program together? And so I will share with you when I first arrived and began talking with faculty about this, the overwhelming response was, it's about time that we did that. We want to have those kind of data. And data, as you know, are an important part of that process.
We'll come back to wrap things up after this break.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs give students hands-on laboratory experience and research opportunities. Morehead State faculty members utilize innovative practices in both the classroom and laboratory to provide students with personal one-on-one attention, preparing students for careers and graduate study. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. To learn more, visit online at morehedstate.edu/biochem.
Morehead State University continues to be recognized as one of the top veteran-friendly schools in the nation. Current and former members of the military can discover much more in a supportive environment. Morehead State helps remove the barriers to your education by waiving the application fee, offering early registration, awarding academic credit for military experience, and accommodating military obligations. You have done so much for our country. MSU wants to do much more for you. Visit morehedstate.edu/veteran for more information.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Dr. Andrews, it's been a very informative show today talking about the future of Morehead State University academically, entrepreneurship way, and we like to thank our guest.
Well, we do, Jason, and I appreciate that. I mean, you know, as we said in the beginning, this is all about making sure the university's on the right course. We've got a very strong board of regents. They have helped direct and guide the institution. They've been fully supportive of our work. They've approved our strategic plan, and what they've said to us is, let's make sure we have the right programs in place that we can deliver on the strategic intent of the university. So, Dr. Ralston, we appreciate you being here. The process that we went through this spring was very informative, and it had a good conclusion. I think we're excited about looking to the future, and I appreciate your leadership.
Well, thank you very much, and for the opportunity. And, you know, we're now in the implementation phase and working very hard to make sure that all the steps are followed and people are informed. And that's been the hallmark of this self-study, is to ensure that our stakeholders are informed now. And so in the implementation process, we are now beginning to reach out to stakeholders and share with them where we are in the process.
Asking the students how they viewed it was an important step, because a lot of times, you know, as you mentioned, some colleges just said, okay, we're going to cut there, here, and here, and didn't talk about it.
I had the toughest questions at the SJA from the students. They were well thought out. They were articulate. They pressed me. And things changed based on the feedback we got from them. And I know, Dr. Andrews, you and I had an open forum with the students. And I would tell you, we've got some great students. They're critical thinkers. And they ask very good questions.
That's what you wanted. Transparency. You wanted the people to, if they agreed or disagree, right?
Well, we want everybody to be successful, and you know, this boat, when the boat floats, we're all riding on the ship. So we want it to be a positive for all individuals, and I do think we captured that, and I think we can look forward to the future. It's a bright future for this university. We'll continue to be a light that shines into the mountains of eastern Kentucky and beyond, and that's what our heritage is.
Well, Dr. Ralston, Dr. Andrews, we appreciate your time on this edition. We'll see you next month on Shaping Appalachia.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.